Nominate. I approve of that.
Second.
CEO report? Interim CEO report?
None to report at this point.
Chief Financial Officer report?
Essentially, just an update on the Matica Plaza. We do have, there's some, a lease agreement that's coming forward later on in the packet. We've got, if that leases, then we will just be down to 2,000 square foot spaces that are side by side that we may entertain. And if somebody wants a larger 2,000 square foot space, we would go that route.
Okay.
So other than that, and we're getting closer to having 100% occupied, so. We do have the auditors coming in the end of June for the year-end work.
So you've got financial statements. I'm just going to jump right to the P&L.
Okay.
You can, if you've got other questions about the balance sheet or
I believe that
sources and uses of funds, if you want to go over that. But otherwise,
I'm good.
I just want to go to the budgeted numbers. And so we can explain.
That?
I'm on 11 of 60.
Oh, only 11? Okay.
Yeah, only 11 because I got the big detail there.
Okay.
And so our NOI, our net income is $647,000, but it's a lot of big stuff we paid for. It just for the record, we should put what these are, what the variances are, just to have them in the record so they follow the finance committee, go to the board, and those variances are a result of.
All of our consulting work that we've done
related to expansion, seismic facilities, uses,
the number one priority, mostly, you know, the new providers,
services,
facilities, programs, and services. So.
And work related to the expansion.
Right. So
focus groups.
So with that in mind, 600,000 of that is the big number.
Great.
So, I mean, there's variances, plus and minuses. Throughout. One good note to point out is that on page 11, the property tax revenue, we actually will exceed our budget by about $250,000.
Okay, so we're $350 short.
It's great when the markets, when the houses are going up. It's really sad when they start to go down. Then you go the other way.
All right.
So those key kind of items,
we'll highlight those in the.
And just so they're there, because that'll keep Ezra.
That we discussed the variances. Yeah.
Ezra, just read this. Here's everything you want to know about them.
Right.
And that's, and so we got the upside, and then the key items down, and it is, it's all expansion, all consultant, all whatever.
I'll do that as an actual staff report for the board meeting part of it.
Yeah.
So that's a cover too.
Mostly, if it's in the that we discussed it here, and you get to highlight it here.
Right.
It's kind of your staff report.
Right, absolutely.
I'll refer you to the committee report, and so you don't have to rewrite it.
Right.
It's up to you.
Yeah, no, you're right. It could be in the minutes. And just also to point out, too, that these are preliminary. They're still year-end final work that's going on.
Variances is the auditors.
Right. So we still have expenses coming in, and et cetera. So.
Great. Good. Any, let's see, I think that was... Do you have an agenda? Because I have to go back to the front of my page.
Yeah, you can.
Let me just look at that one. Because I have to then jump all the way to the front to see where it was.
Mm-hmm. The foundation one.
Okay, so that's any of the other items, 7, 1 through 10? Those are the only questions I have.
Okay, I'm good.
How was that last credit card? Good? Give me a quick 28. See if it's anything good.
Yeah, you can see the detail on 28.
Yeah.
It was at the EDs.
But one thing I'd like to point out is that the expense cards will probably go down quite a bit.
Yeah.
And what you'll see on the detail of the expense for the CEO's portion of it, there are a few personal items on there which we have reimbursed, collected from the prior CEO.
So let's reflect that in the minutes that the personal reimbursements were collected, so it's in there. Good. For the record, I was not successful in previously to get this, but this really doesn't qualify for the IRS, so if I have a meeting with someone, I have to name the people.
Yes.
And the business the purpose for the meeting.
The purpose, yes.
Now, what Herb would do and put it on his credit card thing, he would write it next to his credit card thing. But in the future, it really needs to be here. That you met with Director Matthews.
Well, yeah, and what we have is in the check packet, and I apologize I didn't bring it, but in the check packet, you know, with the whole thing, we've got the receipts that have that detail on who they had.
You're good there.
This is a cover.
I'm just going, the public only gets this. And
true, unless they ask for the detail.
Right, but that...
No, I see what you're saying.
And I was unsuccessful.
We can add that to the description, the participants.
I'm just saying in the...
That's a good thing.
You know, I mean, it's just...
Good thing.
And I was unsuccessful previously in getting that done.
Yeah.
In fact, I was...
And just for the record, it's been very, very difficult getting the receipts from prior CEO. The receipts were regularly lost or...
Yeah.
So...
Well, we started using your credit card at lunches too.
Yeah.
I always bought my own. Just didn't want to have it.
Well, and with mine, I mean, I brought the receipt back and put it right in the file so it was ready for the state.
Anything else in the financial reports you care about?
You know, such good work. I'm just overwhelmed with joy. And you have an assistant now, right? So that... With your additional expanded duties now?
I did want to bring that up too. It was a short-lived experience. It was a two-week experience. I have a new person starting on Friday.
Okay.
That I think will be really good. Anyway, yes.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to that change.
Fail early.
It was not good. So.
Okay.
The other thing I just want to point out with the retirement protection plan is just kind of a reiteration of the trend where we're going, that we are seeing more retirees or leaving the hospital.
They've been here 30, 40 years.
Right. And also.
I can't believe there's still 127 employees.
Yeah. And there's the annuitants, those are people that are. That were born in the 20s, 30s. So we're actually down to 10 of those. We just lost two in the last couple of months. So, good, bad, or indifferent, that's the trend where we're heading. So,
okay.
And to point out that we do have sufficient funds in the investment account to cover those payouts.
Good. Okay. Page 32, the LPM, addendum 2 for eye care services.
Okay, so this is formerly Malaskus Eye Institute. Been around quite a while, one of the very first tenants at the Medical Plaza. Entered into a new 5-year lease March 1st. They are doing some tenant improvement work. We are requiring their, whenever a new lease is done, that they put fire sprinkler systems in. And so it's fairly extensive, intrusive upon the work there. So they're planning on shutting down the business for a 4 to 6 week period. So they've requested that they receive an abatement during that period for the rent portion, not the CAMs. And then I've also offered them to extend the lease by a month at the end of the term.
It seems
very reasonable.
Yeah. It is a big disruption, and they're losing revenue. Well, but are they doing it during the summer?
That's their intent, is to do it during the summer when it's slower. However, I did just get a call from Tim Malaskus yesterday, I believe it was, where they're the CEO at the Eye Care Services Partners is preferring to postpone it till next summer. I told him I felt that we could probably work with them on that, but it needed to be accomplished.
So this same thing would be approved, but the work would
take
the
timing
next year.
Would be, yes.
Yeah.
Is there another suite where they could move?
Not for their person. I don't think it would make sense for them to do it for
the biggest.
The
biggest issue now is getting a contractor. Good luck with that. It's really hard to get. I mean, everybody's working. And the second is they probably shut down in August and get all their patients out of the way and go close it.
Right, and that's where they were at. They had the schedule ready to go.
Another year.
Right.
It's almost better.
I just told them this needs to be done during your term so that we get it accomplished.
Good.
So.
Good.
And we haven't specified in here the specific.
A motion to approve.
Motion.
Oh, second. Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Dr. Awad.
Okay, Dr. Awad. He is currently in suite 2W107. He's just entered a 3-year lease. He's looking for larger space. It's only about 1,000 square foot space that he's in. The current suite that he's proposing to move into, 3W105, is about 1,500 square feet. He intends to do like a sleep center in that suite. It's unclear at this point if he is wanting that as a second unit. He had talked about at some point maybe just transferring from the one unit to the other. So I just wanted to clarify that here, that we may at some point come back to the committee to ask for allowing him out of the 3-year. But for right now, it's both suites.
Okay.
So offering at this point, there's pretty extensive TI work because it hasn't been updated in quite some time, also including the fire sprinkler. So we're offering $1,750 per square foot for a total of around $27,000 for a TI allowance.
Okay. Is he, when he, this out that he has, what kind of notice does he have to give us?
We would have, it hasn't been built into that original.
Yeah.
But I think what we would do in his addendum, I would say 90 days.
Yeah. You just want enough time so you aren't caught flat-footed.
Right, right.
Give me 90 days. And
so we would bring an addendum back to
approve
for that.
Good. All right, so you want us to approve it then? Subject to the final stuff, the motion is a second. All in favor, aye. So that was wide open as you can get.
Okay.
RPP 5659.
Actually, this is the internal staff retirement plans. We did bring this forward at the prior June committee meeting. There were some clarity issues that we needed to resolve, and also there were some questions from staff regarding which company to go with. So what the situation is our current third-party administrator, principal, financial, they're discontinuing a function of the document reporting. And so if we continue with principal, we would have to go to a separate third party to do the document writing. Doesn't make sense to do that, so we're looking to convert to a different TPA. The ones that seem to make sense are either SunWest or Vanguard. We had proposed SunWest last month due to cost. The cost was cheaper. They were going to waive the $3,000 setup fee. There was some concern based on the name and not being very well known. So we went back and we looked at the other options, Vanguard being very well known, very around in the business a long time. Looked at that as the option to go with. They were not interested in waiving the $3,000 setup fee. They're a little bit higher initially on the annual cost. They're $12,400 in total fees. SunWest is $11,400. The flip side on the SunWest cost, their expenses or their fees go up progressively over time, where Vanguard is held fairly constant. So in the long run, Vanguard is considered to be less expensive overall. So staff is requesting converting to Vanguard as the district's TPA.
I'm fine with that. It's your plan.
Yeah. And we've gone over
it. Motion
to approve Vanguard. Second. Aye. Done. All right. Your voluntary members.
Right. So a couple of years ago, we went out to the community. We did some advertising. We did some interviewing of some.
I think we should wait till the expansion.
He hasn't even explained it.
I I would agree. It's just been asked.
There's a lot going on.
So what we have, we've had four. We started off with four community volunteer members.
Do we have to have community members on all these committees?
No, we thought it was a good idea. And actually, I got to admit, at the finance committee, it actually worked pretty well.
Yeah.
In the program committee, which was kind of eliminated,
that was a real problem.
It was a problem because all the grantees were on. We'd be there voting for each other's plans and go, hey, I got to recuse myself this time.
But wink, wink.
But I know yours is next time, and
can't we just have? I mean, can the community, can't they just give feedback during open session or like during?
Well, they can, and this was proposed and recommended by Director Rogers to bring on community members for like a permanent kind of situation, and I too, like Director Matthews, I was impressed with it for a while. I thought the four that we had were diverse. They had great thoughts
great
and
questions.
Feedback.
Yeah.
But over the course of time, they've dwindled. So I agree. I think it would make sense to wait until after the election so that we have a broader option for people to serve on the committee.
I move that we table this till future.
Until after the expansion.
Yeah, you bring it back when it's
approved.
All right.
Just wanted it for the record so that we were asking.
Community members done. Ready to go to the foundation?
District adjourned.
District adjourned.
3:36, yes.
At least they're not taking that 20 minutes at the front. Okay, call to order, motion to approve the agenda. So moved. Is there a second? Second. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
I don't want to speak for it. Get her done. Public comment, none. Approval of minutes of.
Aye.
Aye. Second, aye. Aye. All right. CEO.
No CEO report here. We could move to the financials.
Okay, anything you want to point out that we need to know about?
Essentially here, just want to point
out big
numbers
here.
On page 5, we do have some large numbers. Mostly what the big difference is here is that we are booking the $6 million for the expansion funding of the $300,000 per year. I will be working with the audit firm on this to make sure that we're accounting for it appropriately. However, we currently have accrued that $6 million for.
Where's that? I say 3 million.
Line.
Page 5?
Okay, on page 5, if you look at line 8052 in that $10 million,
there's
6 million included in that. The other 4 million are the two homelessness and behavioral health initiatives. And so if you then go to the balance sheet on page 7, you'll see the account number 2187, East Valley Funding Liability. So that's booked as a liability on the foundation's balance sheet.
I'm kind of curious, we're expanding the district. Why did we put it in the foundation? I didn't ask the question before.
Because it's foundation, it was committed from the foundation's resources so that we were not using district taxpayer dollars. So the commitment is from
the foundation.
The foundation.
Well, for the district.
But it's 300 per year that's committed, which there are potential resources to do 300 per year.
Not yet.
From the foundation.
There are resources that we could do. It's.
What happens if the expansion fails?
But that
fails?
Also, I'm sorry.
If the expansion fails, then what happens with this money?
To me, I think then this would be reversed. It would need
to be.
Do
we have a provision for that?
Brought forward to reverse.
It's not going to fail, but we have a tax on it. No one wants that.
So.
All right.
Okay.
That was my part from the beginning. All right.
So that was the only highlighted area there, and also to point out too, the board did approve transferring the $1 million of Avery Trust funds that were. Sitting in the investment account under the district, forwarding that over or transferring that to the foundation as part of the commitment to the $300,000 per year.
Didn't that have to go, Avery Trust had to go to pulmonary, or am I confusing?
It's specific to pulmonary. So it does have to be used for that purpose.
District expansion, $300,000 a year.
For pulmonary.
But it has to be, whatever monies are used from that have to be specific to pulmonary.
Asthma disease prevention. There were three.
So we just have to ensure.
We better be very cautious.
Absolutely.
In fact, that should be the first program out of the gate. Is we need to spend this money, let's talk about asthma and disease prevention, which is a really legitimate problem now.
And can we support education for the bond measure to reduce or improve air quality? Can we do that with that money?
For the bond?
Isn't there a bond measure that they have for the salt and sea?
Yeah, but I don't think we're getting anything out of it.
Maybe we apply for some funding.
There is some health related to something, but I got a feeling.
The idea behind it is to improve quality. So I mean, can we spend the money to help support that initiative through education?
Something to look into.
Yeah.
Because it's for.
I don't know what the author of the bill that passed the salt and sea thing wants to do with it, but I got a feeling it's spent. That would be my hunch.
Their money, but I'm saying,
can we contribute part of the Avery funds to educate why
the bond is so important to reduce asthma and things like that?
That's a really good question.
It's a direction that we can look to see what's
the air quality.
That sounds like the kind of thing you ought to give to Lisa, and you two ought to talk.
It'll definitely be a program.
How do we put that together?
Okay. Right.
That's all I had on financials.
Awesome.
All
right,
great.
I have a question that's related somewhat to the $3 million.
The $6 million?
The $6 million, I'm sorry. The 300,000.
What page yet?
It's not on the page, but since we were talking about it and how it's been voted, we're funding it this way. But was there some discussion or did I miss in the recommendations about some overlay district that would have taxing authority to be able to fund, to provide funding? And can we talk about that now, or do we have to wait till board meeting to ask that?
I think I threw out a couple of times the Parks and Rec District. Is that what you're referring to?
Well, in some recollection, is there a way to basically have the district be under another district that the county would put together so that they could tax separately?
Well, we actually, you know, if we scrambled, could put the measure on the ballot with a tax. Well, a bunch of people's heads would explode.
Right. And there was...
And it would not pass.
There was one of the options that were part of the plan of services that was, I forget what it was called, but it sounds like it's similar to what you're talking about. I don't remember the exact specifics. It was like a special taxing district situation. So,
do you know about that?
Vaguely, I'd have to... research the details.
Who was involved in that, putting that work together to present it to the board? Because I just don't remember hearing a lot about it.
It's in the plan of services. We can definitely get you the plan of services. It describes a little bit what each of those potential options were.
Okay.
I think it was called a JDA or something like that.
JPA.
The Powers Agreement.
Right.
With the county? Is that what it would have been?
I
don't know the specific.
There were five or six options for funding that were available, and candidly, the author and the congressman didn't want any of them.
Right, but
they wanted our money and sell the hospital, and then so basically, my constituents, every investment they made is going to be ripped from them and sent to the East Valley. So, not that I think it's a problem,
but
they will.
The whole thing around, oh, let's sell the hospital to the East Valley, that's not been decided either, because that hasn't come before the board. There's nothing like that has come before the board.
No,
but that is
but that was
clearly what's going on there.
That was the direction.
That's Les's plan.
Yeah, well, good luck with that.
Nice. Yeah, it's his current plan. And I think with tenant We threw that, that's, I don't know how much you know about that conversation, but there was a week ago or 10 days ago, I get a call from Linda Evans and going, hey, you think there's any chance we could pull this off and get it on the ballot? And I said, well, I do, but you got a really tight time frame, and Tenet ought to do two things. One, make sure they want to do it. She said, well, we haven't even had the call yet. I'm just asking. So in her job as going, you know, and she understands that she's the mayor of La Quinta. She, maybe we could sell this thing now. And I think they evaluated it. You want that off?